President Obama arrives in Seoul on Wednesday for the Group of 20 World Economic Summit. One topic sure to come up is what's known as quantitative easing. In this case, the Federal Reserve's announcement last week that it will buy $600 billion in U.S. Treasury bonds. Here in the U.S., it's considered a strategy to stimulate the economy. But some U.S. trading partners see it as an attack in an escalating global currency war. Joining us to explain is Jacob Goldstein from NPR's Planet Money Group. Jacob, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, before we get to discussing this global currency war, maybe you could explain a little bit more about why the Fed thinks that buying $600 billion in Treasury bonds is going to stimulate the economy.
So the basic idea is that buying all those bonds is going to make interest rates go lower. That's supposed to encourage people to borrow more money and spend more money, and it's supposed to encourage businesses to borrow and hire people.
All right. Why would other countries care about this?
Well, right now in the world, everybody wants to increase their exports. And sort of counterintuitively, one way you can do that is to make your currency weaker. Because if your currency is weaker, your exports are actually cheaper in other countries. So go back to this idea of falling interest rates in the U.S. If interest rates go down in the U.S., that'll encourage investors to take their money out of the U.S. and put it into other countries, say, put it into Brazil. When that happens, that will actually drive the value of Brazil's currency up. It'll hurt their exports. So they feel like the U.S. sort of isn't playing fair here.
So everybody's fighting to be the weakest currency?
Exactly. It's kind of an upside-down currency war.
But, Jacob, isn't that what the U.S. really wants to have happen? That is that the value of the dollar will become lower, our products will be cheaper, and then we will be able to, we meaning the U.S., will be able to export more.
Yes, that could be good for the U.S. Certainly, President Obama has this very ambitious goal of dramatically increasing our exports. And in fact, a weaker dollar would be good for our exports. The concern is that there is a lot of global tension right now around this currency issue. And there's a worry that it could erupt into a full-fledged trade war. Traditionally, what that has meant is that countries start putting tariffs on other countries' goods, and it ends up hurting global trade, which is bad for everybody.
Well, let's talk a little bit about China, because there's been a lot of talk about China and possible currency manipulation. So will all this raise the value of the Chinese currency, the yuan?
Probably not. Unlike other currencies, unlike the U.S. dollar and the euro and the Japanese yen, the Chinese yuan actually doesn't float against the dollar. Its value doesn't tend to change against the dollar. That's because the Chinese government basically intervenes to keep the value of the Chinese yuan fixed. And there's no reason to think that's going to change now.
Well, looking ahead, how does this currency war end?
In the long run, I think it ends when we see more balanced growth around the world. What we have been seeing really since the crisis is really strong growth in the developing world and very sluggish growth in the developed world, in the U.S. and in Europe. And the way ultimately I think this currency war ends is when we get stronger growth in the U.S. and Europe. In the short term, it doesn't seem particularly promising. I don't think we should expect any big solutions this week at the G20 summit.
Jacob Goldstein with NPR's Planet Money Group. Thanks so much, Jacob.
Thanks.